Bhikshu Shingzu Sutra. Dhyana Master Shingzu was born into the Liu family, which lived in Ancheng district in Jizhou. Hearing of the flourishing influence of the Zhaoxi Dharma Assembly, Shingzu went directly there to pay homage and asked, "What is required to avoid falling into successive stages?" The master said, "What did you do before coming here?" He replied, "I did not even practice the holy truths." The master said, "Then into what successive states could you fall?" He replied, "If one isn't practicing the four holy truths, what successive stages are there?" The master greatly admired his capacity and made him the leader of the assembly. One day the master said, "You should go elsewhere to teach. Do not allow the teaching to be cut off." Having obtained the Dharma, Shingzu returned to Qingyuan Mountain in Jizhou to propagate the Dharma and transform living beings. After his death, he was given the posthumous title, Dhyana Master Hongji. Commentary. Dhyana Master Shingzu walked and thought about things at the same time. What did he think about? Do you know? I know. He walked and thought. Who is mindful of the Buddha? Who is mindful of the Buddha? And so he was called Shingzu, walking thinker. At that time, the reputation of the Dharma Assembly at Zhaoxi had spread all over China. Everyone knew that the person to whom the fifth patriarch had transmitted the robe and bowl was spreading the Dharma there. People drift away from the empty and gather with the flourishing. If there are only a few people in your place, it will soon be empty. For instance, here there are 30 people, but if there were only 3 or 4 people, soon they would all run away. The more people there are, the more will come from the outside. There are a lot of people at the Buddhist lecture hall. Hippies who go there cut their hair and shave their beards. It's inconceivable. There must be something happening there. Let's go and see. The Dharma Assembly at Zhaoxi flourished. Gather with the flourishing can also be explained as gather with the sages, because in Chinese the words flourishing and sage sound the same. Many sages and common people came to support the patriarch. Shingzu asked the patriarch which Dharma door he should cultivate in order to avoid the successive stages of the gradual teaching. The sudden teaching does not have successive stages. Therefore, what he actually asked was, "How do I cultivate the sudden Dharma?" He must have heard someone say, "The sixth patriarch is truly inconceivable. He has the 5 eyes and the 6 spiritual penetrations. I went there and didn't say a thing, and he knew what I was thinking and asked me about it." The master regarded Shingzu highly. "What this man says makes sense," he thought. "He surely must have good roots." He appointed Shingzu head of the assembly, and thereafter Shingzu always walked in front, leading the others during the ceremonies. The sixth patriarch saw Shingzu as a vessel of the Dharma, a Dharma door, elephant, and dragon. This means that he had the capability of a patriarch, not a self-made patriarch, but one who had received the sixth patriarch's certification and permission to teach. "Go and teach elsewhere," said the master. "You should not stay here with me, but should go in such and such a direction to be a teaching master. Do not let the Dharma become extinct." Xingzu received the robe and bowl and carried the transmission of the lamp of the wonderful Dharma. The posthumous title was conferred by the emperor. Xingzu was given the name Hengji, extensive crossing, just as the sixth patriarch received the name Dajian, great mirror.